Maseches Brachos, Parak Ches, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnahs continue with the Machleksim between Bisham and Beis Hillel. The Mishnah discusses the halacha that Berachas HaMazon is supposed to be said in the place where the person ate his meal. What if somebody left that place and he forgot to bench and he only realized later? So the Mishnah says, Misha achal, someone who ate v'shachach, and he forgot to bench, he forgot and he didn't say Berachas HaMazon. Beishamai says, Yachzir lemkayim v'yivarech. He should go back to his place and he should sit bench over there. He should say Berachas HaMazon at that place where he ate. But Beis Hillel says, Yivarech b'makim shenizkar. He should say Berachas HaMazon wherever he is when he remembers, although it's better to return, but he's not obligated to return to the place where he ate. The Mishnah continues, Ad Masai hu mevarech, how long does a person have to say Berachas HaMazon after he's done eating? Ad kedei sheis akel hamazon shebemeyav, until the food that he ate is digested in his stomach and he becomes hungry again, then he's missed his opportunity, it's too late to bench for that meal. Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah discusses the obligation of using a cup of wine for Birchas HaMazon to bench on the cup of wine. Balahem Yayin La'achar HaMazon, if someone gets a hold of a cup of wine towards the end of his meal, V'ein Shem Ala'isa HaKais, and there's only one cup of wine, and he wants to drink it before he benches, he's thirsty now. Beishamai says, Mevarech Al Yayin, he can make the Baruch HaGafen right now on the wine and drink the wine. And afterwards he'll bench Birchas HaMazon, even though he won't have any more wine. It's not a requirement, according to Beis Shammai, to use a cup of wine for Birchas HaMazon. Beis Hillel says, Mevarech HaMazon, he should not drink the wine. He should first make Birchas HaMazon, and then make the agafen on the wine. And he should use the cup of wine for the Birchas HaMazon. The Mishnah ends off, Ainin Amen Acha Yisrael HaMavarech. One must answer Amen after a Jew that says a bracha, and this is a general rule, we should always answer Amen. The Ain Ainin Amen Acha Akusei HaMavarech Ad Sheyishma Kol HaBracha. However, we don't say Amen after hearing a bracha from a Kusi until you hear the entire bracha. The Kusi we mentioned earlier is a nation that had a questionable Geiris. They were attacked by lions, and they all converted, and it was questionable whether the conversion was valid. And therefore, we're worried that whatever bracha they're saying, it may not be to Hashem, it may be to some idol. And until you hear the entire bracha, including the name of Hashem, that the bracha is towards Hashem, only then can you answer Amen to their bracha.